Well, the final dagger in the Me Too movement has just been thrown. And, well, you got to pay attention to this one because this has to do with Major League Baseball player, pitcher, Trevor Bauer. Now, many of you might recall Trevor Bauer was accused of violently sexually assaulting multiple women. They sued him. There was hospital records. We talked about it on the show. One of those women was lying, and we'll detail that in a moment. But now a second woman who actually had a lawsuit filed against Trevor Bauer has actually just been arrested for fraud. And, well, they're also alleging that this woman faked a pregnancy. That woman on your screen right there. It's disturbing. It's disgraceful. But it's really not a surprise to the rest of us at this point because, well, the notion that you have to believe all women without really seeing any evidence has completely gone to gold-digging women's heads. And sadly, Trevor Bauer has lost his entire career over that. We'll discuss that in a moment. But it wasn't just this woman here who allegedly faked a pregnancy. It was also, many of you might recall, Lindsay Hill. This was the woman who first claimed that Trevor Bauer had beaten her so bad that she needed to go to the hospital twice. And there were records to back the claim. And I honestly believed it too because, well, who would give themselves a concussion and bash their own head in? It sounded wild. But then there's this video that he only received after getting discovery, after suing Lindsay. And, well, as you can see in this video, she is very happy to be laying next to that Major League Baseball pitcher. And, well, she leaves his home perfectly fine. And then hours later is somehow beaten with a black eye and ends up in the hospital. So, folks, don't let me tell you about all of this. Trevor Bauer spoke about this on his YouTube channel just recently. Let's take a listen.
We had one plain sexual encounter in December of 2020. Nothing that could be considered remotely rough. She initiated it, but don't take my word for it. Take hers. This is a picture and text message she sent me the next morning explaining why she came on to me. And for months afterwards, she repeatedly requested to sleep with me again. For example, this text from January 7th, 2021. At one point, she even requested a sample of my sperm so she could have my child whenever she wanted to in the future. Now, it's hard to keep track, but she's made at least 4 7-figure demands over the last few years. More than a year after the one time we slept together, and only after Lindsay Hill made up her false allegations, Adonna retained a lawyer. She then demanded $3.6 million and claimed I forced her to have an abortion, leaving her emotionally devastated and irretrievably damaged by it. But here's the thing, she never had an abortion because she was never even pregnant, and that's corroborated by her own medical records. When I refused to pay her the $3.6 million she was asking for, she made up a bogus sexual assault claim and filed a civil suit against me. In that version of her story, she claimed, for the first time by the way, that there was non-consensual sex, but her texts from the next morning show what actually happened. Remember this text in which she explains why she came on to me? She also claims that instead of an abortion, she actually had a miscarriage, but that's impossible, of course, because again, she was never even pregnant. We now have emails between her and the first two law firms that dropped her in which they acknowledge they never had any evidence to support her claims, but they'll try to get my money anyway. I then shared an audio recording I have in which Adonna contradicts her own claims and asks me for money. In the emails, her lawyers agreed that that's insurmountable evidence, and they inform Adonna that they can no longer represent her unless she can provide documentation or proof of her claims. And of course, she couldn't do that, so the law firm urged her to consult other law firms with different standards. Now, Adonna has filed more than 10 police reports claiming sexual assault or harassment against other men, including at least one other professional athlete. But after the Scottsdale police completed their investigation into her claim against me, she's the one being indicted for felony fraud. And not just against me, against another man as well. For now, there's no reason to speak further on this topic, though, because outside of Adonna, who's now been indicted with felony fraud, there are no claims against me, no ongoing investigations, and no outstanding lawsuits. At this point, I'm not sure what else I can possibly do to prove my innocence in all this. I did not do what I was accused of. And every institution that our society is entrusted to rule on issues like these, like courts, judges, law enforcement officers, prosecutors, they all agree with me. They've rejected every single claim made against me, even going as far as charging one of my accusers with a felony. If any evidence of any of these claims actually existed, I would have been charged, or at the very least arrested. But that never happened. What else do I have to do to prove that this entire situation has been a massive lie? This is insane. At what point do I get to go back to work and continue earning a living?
He's 100% right. This has become insane. That's the problem. When one claim comes forward, multiple claims start to stack up. And for most people, they think then that, oh, there must be some legitimacy behind all of this. And sadly, there isn't. What happens is women tend to see money signs and they pile up these allegations. Now, it's interesting to note, too, this is coming off of a Cy Young year for Bauer. This is, for those of you who don't watch baseball, Cy Young is the top award for a Major League Baseball pitcher. So when she came out, Lindsay Hill, and made those allegations against him, she was coming after a man who was at the height of his career. Now, since then, he's been kicked out of Major League Baseball. He's been tossed over to Japan to play, and he has never been able to recover financially and, you know, just career-wise. He's had his life completely destroyed over these allegations. But he still fought back, and I think that's really, really important. Now, I've reached out to, as many of you know, I used to work in Major League Baseball. This is one of my favorite clips. This is the moment, if you guys might remember, in Game 3 of the World Series, where Trevor Bauer is continuing to pitch after his finger is literally bleeding. It came after he was injured by a drone that he's playing with at his home. And he still wanted to pitch in Game 3 as blood is oozing out of his finger. Just shows what kind of man he is. But I wanted to remind our audience, he's had his life completely destroyed, and there's no reason why we should not be angry about this. This man worked aggressively hard to have one of the best careers in Major League Baseball, and everything was then taken from him by these women. Now, I went around and asked, as many of you know, I used to work in Major League Baseball, so I still have a lot of contacts I speak with, and I went and I asked a couple of former GMs if they see maybe him coming back to the league to play after kind of, you know, proving that he is not wrong in any of these situations and didn't do what they were alleging. And many of them are telling me no. One telling me that he's kind of douchey and that he's just baggage at this point. A lot of the wives, and this is usually a key point because Major League Baseball is very family oriented. A lot of the wives don't want their husbands around him and that kind of behavior. One tells me, a couple of others told me that they just don't see it working out for Trevor, regardless of how well he can pitch, if he were to make his way back into the majors. So it's really, really sad what's going on right now. But ultimately, folks, this is what happens. This is why Me Too was such a toxic movement. We sat here and we were supposed to believe all women when we know that several women lie. They want to get as much money as they can from these athletes. And well, they'll do whatever they can to do so. So it's refreshing to see Arizona charge this woman with a crime. But Lindsay Hill has not been charged with the crime. In fact, many of you might recall, we spoke on this show, Lindsay Hill was actually given a settlement, but it wasn't from Trevor Bauer. The lawsuit only settled because her own insurance company was done and they paid her out. So it's really important to know that. It's really, really important to know that. So Trevor Bauer's life has been completely ruined. Cy Young winner, top of his career, amazing athlete, destroyed. And it's because women made these false allegations. And I have to also remind our audience too, this happens quite often. We just don't hear about it. And there's very few times where charges are filed afterwards. We need to start filing charges, criminal charges against these women. They need to be slammed in prison. Like, that's it. Throw away the key, lock them up. Because there is no reason, number one, to lie about sexual assault. That is a very, very serious accusation. And number two, you just destroy this man's life. And there's no dollar amount that he could ever retrieve from those women to ever validate any of that. We need to start teaching our younger athletes as well, folks. If you got sons at home, you need to have a talk with them about this because women do lie and we need to drive that point home. Don't go out there. Don't be having casual sex. Don't be doing all those stupid things. Don't be drinking a lot. Don't be doing all that because, well, this is what happens. They will come for you. They will come for all your money. And they will try to take every dollar from you. As Lindsay Hill said, she's just trying to secure the bag. It's disgraceful. It's sad. It's heartbreaking. But that's currently the situation Trevor Bauer now has to live with.
After a long day of filming, I've got to somehow take off all this makeup, but make sure that I put the nutrients back into my skin that it desperately needs. So I found this new skincare line. I have to tell you all about it. Givaderm is all natural products. I use it twice a day. I use it in the morning and I also use it before I go to bed. First up, we have this clay cleanser. This is amazing because it takes up all of your makeup. And it smells good too. Vitamin C is so important for brightening your skin. I also used to get super bad acne, and so it's helping, I guess, kind of like blended my acne scars a little bit so they're not so bright anymore. Here it is, it's the vitamin C serum. Just little pumps. and put it on. And then don't forget your neck. Now moving on to step three, that is their uplift serum. You don't have to do that much. So many times I have like these high-end products and I'm clogging my pores and you could see it. It's literally always around here and around my nose area. But for some reason, maybe it's just because it's natural and there's not all that garbage chemicals that are into it, it seems to clear it up so well. Step four, it's the bamboo mist. It feels so amazing on your skin. I mean, you could literally name all these products that are in it. Definitely also like a cooling. See? And then this one, it's called Nourish. It's like this amazing cream, super light. You don't need that much of it. And always make sure you get under the eye area, not in your eyes. Givaderm has done miracles for my skin. I highly recommend it to everyone, men and women, because guess what happens if you don't take care of your skin? It looks like you're aging quicker than what you really are aging. Natural products, all made in the USA. They don't support any of the garbage that comes out of China. It's not gonna be found in your products. I promise you that. You have to get this product. Click down the link below. Givaderm is the product name, and the promo code for 10% off right now is Brianna.
And if you enjoyed that segment, make sure you hit that like button. And if you want to see the news before it becomes the news, you have to subscribe to our channel. And well, if you have a liberal friend that you're looking to save, make sure you share this content with them.